Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the reign of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land. He would go ahead and sleep and rise night and day, and through it all, the seed would quietly sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." Then he went on, "To what shall I compare this reign of God? What parable can I use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, it is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not even speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. I just returned from a month of teaching in Europe, in four countries. The last one was Romania, where I was blessed to give a retreat to the jail chaplains from all the countries of Europe. And as always, when I give these kinds of conferences or retreats, they teach me much more than I teach them. And to these jail chaplains who were doing their little work in Spain and France and England and Sweden, I told them my own experience of being a jail chaplain here in Albuquerque for 14 years. And on this Father's Day, I want to tell you one special thing I told them. When Mother's Day would approach each year, I had learned over time to buy boxes and boxes and boxes of Mother's Day cards, because everybody wanted to send a card to Madrecita. And so the first year, I thought I'd be prepared for Father's Day. And I went ahead and pre-ordered a whole case of Father's Day cards. I couldn't give them away. No one wanted to send a card to their father. And that's why they were in jail. And when I told this story to the Europeans, they just nodded their heads. They could not think of an example of a man or woman who was in jail who had a good father. And that lack of fathering, that lack of love from an older and wiser man, led them to an anger toward the world, toward all authority, toward all father figures, because they didn't have a father. And what you don't have, you fear and you mistrust and you reject without even knowing it. Because if your first father abandoned you, you expect every other man to do the same. It was even hard to get them to trust the Father God, because they were pretty sure the Father God would reject them too. And again, I had to try to tell them that God was love. And God, as in the story of the prodigal son, went running toward them. But they had no ears, no mind, no heart to understand that, to believe that, to comprehend it. Men, they assumed, were always brutal, absent, cold, alcoholic, abusive, distant, anything but love. Brothers and sisters, how did we get to such a place? How did we get to such a place that the man of the species expects so little of himself and gives so little of himself to the world. In today's gospel, we have a most extraordinary image of what Jesus expects his work to produce and achieve, and it's a rather surprising one. It's presented in contrast to that first reading from Ezekiel, where perhaps you heard Ezekiel says, "I will choose a branch from the top of the tree, and I will plant it on the top of the mountain, and it will grow into a great tree." And in contrast to that, Jesus says just the opposite. "I'm going to pick a little tiny mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds." And then in the first parable, he says, "We will scatter the seed on the earth and will hardly notice that it's growing. It grows all of its own accord." What an image of how change happens, how growth happens, how love happens. You see, it's not in doing great big heroic things, but in doing little things with love and joy. Little things like being a good daddy on an ordinary day when no one notices. These jail chaplains felt so insignificant in the church. They weren't pastors of big parishes. They weren't noticed by the bishop. All they did was day after day go to the jail and sit in people's cells and hear their stories and try to be the good father that these men and these women never had. Didn't look too glorious. But notice, Jesus' parables of the kingdom are intentionally unglorious. They're not big. They're not organizational images. They're not institutional images. He doesn't talk about building a big building. He doesn't talk about running an institution from Rome. He just talks about little people doing little things that are hardly noticed, and they change the world. Little by little, they yield the harvest. And so that's the story of most of our lives. Most of us in this church are little people. We're not heroic or big, or our names are not in the papers. It's little things done with love. These are the mustard seeds that in the end of time we will see change the world. Maybe it doesn't look like church work. You're just contributing to your neighborhood. Maybe it doesn't look like holy things. You're just smiling at the checkout girl at Kmart. It all looks so ordinary, so natural. It doesn't look religious at all. It's just a little mustard seed that quietly grows and spreads this love, this healing, this joy, this caring that is the risen Christ. Brothers and sisters, this has little to do with formal ministry. Many of us stand here in these fancy vestments doing formal ministry, but sometimes we don't do it with love or joy or caring. And I wonder if it bears fruit. But the little things that you have the power to do every day in your ordinary, simple lives, in the end of time, we are going to see this is what changed the world. It doesn't look like church at all, but what Jesus is saying here, this is the real and deepest meaning of church. I think in the end, we're all going to be very surprised.